What's going on, everyone? Everyone having a normal day? Doubt it. That's why this is not going to be a normal show. We appreciate everyone who is here this evening, everyone who's listening to us. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. So we had to pre-record this thing. We're trying to do our part in social distancing. The guys are spread out all over the state. Derek's down in LA. Brad and I are actually both in the studio right now, gloved up, doused in Lysol. Everything has been Cloroxed about 100 times in here. I'm about to take a shot of hand sanitizer on my way out of here just to be safe. But we do appreciate y'all rocking with us. We want all of you to remain safe. And we really appreciate our underwriters for still sticking around during these economic uncertain times, huh? So we want to shout out Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. Also made possible by Baird Roofing Company. For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Baird Roofing Company has been serving Butte County for more than 30 years. Whether it's re-roofing an existing structure for the first time or a whole new roof, Baird Roofing has got you covered. More information at BairdRoofingCo.com. You can also hit them up, 342-1631. So, again, we had to pre-record this just a couple hours ago as all the guys are out of town. Once again, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. This show's a bit of a car wreck today, but it was fun. It was fun all of us being together virtually and doing our thing. So, kick back, relax, and enjoy. It's been real.
Talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? And we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Hey guys, what's good everybody? Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, coming at you with a pre-record. We are recording this today, Monday, the 23rd. I can't even keep track of the days anymore. Is it the 23rd?
It's the 23rd.
Cool. We are not in the studio currently, obviously. We hope you are all safe. We are all doing this on Google Hangouts, so I'm looking at everyone.
Shout out to Google Hangouts.
Yeah. This is the future of our friendship now, just hanging out on Google Hangouts. Five different locations, five boys just wanting to talk some sports.
Hey, you got to keep that 6 feet, okay? You got to keep that 6 feet.
Exactly.
Okay.
We are actively participating in social distancing, doing our part. Again, talking about practice.
Heroes over here.
What's that?
I said hashtag heroes over here.
So I can promise you this show's going to be a bit of a car wreck, as I realize I haven't even started the timer, so I have no idea how long we're going for. But we'll make it happen, you know? We'll make it happen.
You guys should be happy that we're even here right now. The fact you're hearing our voices on the radio, you're welcome, world.
We're doing our best, guys. We're here for the people.
The ESPNs, the NBCs, we're right there.
Exactly.
We're working.
So, of course, I am your host, Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me, but not alongside me, actually, like hundreds of miles away from me, my boy Derek Isamaki.
I'm the furthest one out right now. Yeah, what's good, party people? Good to be back in the world with y'all, even though I'm 500 miles away from anybody.
To the north of me, about an hour and a half, John Lucan, a.k.a. Sonny Slim.
What'd he do?
Only miles from John, to the north of me, DJ J Pounds, a.k.a. Jordan Booth.
Hey!
I'm the only other member of the TVP fam that's still in Chico with me, Bradley Feingold, a.k.a. Statman Brad.
Yeah, you.
All right.
He knows how to do it. He's got it down. He's got that down, man. Impressive.
Yeah, you even have good...
Hey, yeah, it was a good move.
The mic away from my mouth. I get it.
Yeah, no, yeah. The mic discipline is next level still. this is kind of a weird way to do a show, but how's everyone spending their quarantine?
At work.
Yeah, glad you still have a job. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Quit bragging, dude.
Yeah, how is that?
I'm just jobless and kicked out of school, just doing school online and dealing with a 2-year-old at home. So life is
great. Congratulations.
I was about to say, we should probably clarify, not your 2-year-old.
Oh, no, yeah. Not my 2-year-old, my nephew. this coronavirus has been coming back to my 2-year-old, finally.
Jordan, how's your quarantine?
A-okay.
All right. That's cool. How are you guys handling the lack of sports on television?
Oh, it's rough, man. It's really rough just to watch ESPN come up with these crazy bracket celebrity pools just to keep us entertained. I watched ESPN or SportsCenter in probably 5 days.
They simulated the NASCAR race this past weekend. It had the winner of that simulation on, Denny Hamlin. Stupidest thing ever. ESPN is so desperate.
Did they really?
What? I literally turned on SportsCenter at the end of the night last night, and that's what they had going on. They showed a simulation of whatever NASCAR race was happening this weekend, and they had the winner of that race on. It was beyond ridiculous. Either way, I have found Australian football, which, amazing, still happening live in person. Australian football. I have no idea what Australian football is. Following the rules, but it's exciting.
Where do I find this Australian football?
It's like on Fox. I think it's Fox Sports. One of the ESPNs.
Writing
something
this down.
Yeah. It's happening like
a lot of live stuff.
Yeah.
Not the Ocho, but the Six, whatever they call it.
I think, isn't ESPN doing the Ocho right now for free?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they did it yesterday. Are they doing it today?
There was dodgeball juggling.
Yeah, that was what they were doing.
Dodgeball juggling?
Yeah, so it's a dodgeball team of 4 people throwing balls, and then the 5th member is in one of the corners, in the back corners, juggling, and people are trying to throw balls at him juggling. And you have to sacrifice yourself.
I can get behind that. I kind of like that. Because dodgeball, such an underrated game. I know that, like, there was a dodgeball movie, but I feel like we never took it seriously. We really should have. Dodgeball is such an amazing sport. And we really need to bring that back in a serious fashion, I think. Like, a legitimate dodgeball.
If we ever get off this quarantine, we should start a league.
I'm down for it.
They actually have a professional dodgeball league. My boy played in it for a while.
Okay.
So, I'm just saying we should create a team.
Dodgeball.
Wait, you're saying we should form our own professional dodgeball team, is what you're saying?
Yes.
And you're looking at an MVP for Chico State, so.
Oh, weird flex, really? But okay.
I'm not kidding.
Brad Intermural, with the dodgeball skills, okay.
Intramurals MVP.
Okay, all right.
and we knocked off the 5-time champion. That was kind of nice.
Hey.
Wow.
You
knocked
off Global Gym?
No, dude, it was Average Joe's who won. Okay, Global Gym lost, dog.
Actually, it was Dirty Mike and the Boys.
I get the reference. Speaking of that, let's stay there right now. What are you guys watching right now? We'll get into sports, the little that there is. We'll get into that in a minute. But what are you guys watching right now?
Like as a show, just to pass the time?
Show, whatever. Movie, show, what are you watching?
Well, currently I reside at my sister's house, and my other older sister is here, so I'm kind of trumped on picking stuff. But one of the new favorites that they watch all the time that I'm kind of getting into, Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey. Welcome to the family.
Not a bad show, dude. Not a bad show.
What is it?
We've been saying that for years now. Me and Drew have both been saying that. Vanderpump Rules is the truth.
It's a great show.
I said another one you got to catch is On Board. It's like the...
Oh, yeah. Below Deck.
Below Deck.
Below Deck.
Yep.
On board.
Yeah, you're on the boat either way. You know what I mean? We knew what you were talking about. That show is fire.
Bravo. With the good stuff, good reality TV. I got to give a shout out to Bravo.
Bravo really does have it. I should actually get caught up on Vanderpump because I missed like the last two seasons.
There's a lot of stuff going down, man. A lot of drama this season.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really know drama until you see the past previous seasons, man, because that was drama. I'm just saying. You're in new to the scene, so you don't know drama yet, dog.
Yeah, for me, it's Paradise PD. I was just finished that series, and I've been watching a lot of Disney Plus. Frozen 2 came out on Sunday, so super stoked for that one.
You've just been watching cartoons, huh?
All right.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, cool, exactly.
And Lego Masters. I should be watching Lego Masters lately.
Dude, it's a legit show.
It is solid. And I just got Derek's sister's Hulu pass, so I'm getting caught up, too. We'll do a Lego Masters update later this week for sure.
We have to. I mean, we told people we were going to do it this entire season, and we did one and, you know, two, actually.
More since.
Say that again?
They have.
All right.
Jordan, your mic is the worst, I have to say. Like, I have no, like, half the time you come in amazing, the other time it's like, did he say something?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
All right.
That's better. There we go.
That looks good. Yeah.
Close up. I like it.
I'm on my laptop, so it was on like the counter, so maybe that was.
Oh, yeah. Now you sound clean, my dude. All right.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I'm at my parents right now, and so they're. I got them on The Mandalorian, so I'm rewatching that with them.
Okay.
It's nice to rewatch it again, actually.
Yeah. Show. You're enjoying it more the second time around?
Yeah. Because you always see new things every once in a while. It's such a big world, too. The Star Wars universe, but yeah, The Mandalorian, back on that with them, and I just got them to watch Dread last night too. I don't know if you guys seen that movie. Dread,
nice.
Carl Urban, great movie. They loved it.
All right, right on.
If you guys are looking for a comedian, look for Bert Kreischer.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good one, man.
Kreischer, yeah.
Yeah,
but I hope if you said Chrysler as a joke, I'm sorry, but if you actually said Chrysler, thinking it was Chrysler. And it's Chrysler.
The fact that he does a whole stand-up with no shirt on was kind of confusing because he never mentions why he's doing that.
What?
He's a machine, baby.
He just comes out on stage and just takes it off.
Yeah, and never says anything about it.
No.
Yeah, but he's not in shape. I started watching The Outsider on HBO.
Great show. Great
show. Have you finished it?
No.
Yeah, me either.
I kind of got the whole thing kind of threw me for a loop.
Wait, what's it about?
This global pandemic? It interrupted your routine or what?
Travel down. My parents aren't watching it, so you know.
I got you.
I gotta find a place.
For those of us that don't know, what is The Outsider?
Ooh. It's based on a Stephen King novel, and it's a murder mystery show starring Jason Bateman.
Yeah, Jason Bateman really flexing his muscles lately in terms of the acting realm, man.
Really is.
Ozark show,
yeah.
And this one.
Yeah, Ozark's solid.
I love how it's been like 15 minutes, and we haven't talked a lick of sports yet, guys.
It's beautiful.
I mean, there hasn't been anything.
All right, do you want to talk a lick of sports then?
Yeah, let's lick some sports, dude.
The CDC's frowns on that right now.
So the NFL got weird along with the rest of the world since we last did a radio show. Tom Brady is no longer with the Patriots. He is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So weird.
That makes no sense.
I don't know if you guys heard the drill. I know you might have, but the Dan Le Batard show was talking about some of the reasons what made him leave Tampa Bay. And they really brought up an interesting point when the Jimmy Garoppolo trade was made. It was actually Tom Brady was originally the focal point behind that trade to send him to San Francisco back then. However, Robert Kraft said X-ay to that trade. And so Belichick was like, all right, fine. Give him Garoppolo for absolutely nothing, and here's what you get. Keep Tom Brady for a couple of years. And so it seems like definitely the relationship between Brady and Belichick is very fractured. That's probably the reason behind it. I think everyone right now is kind of a little measuring contest to see who's bigger in terms of who's going to be winning next.
Yeah, Dick Cheney measuring contest.
Yeah, Dick Cheney measuring contest right now.
And the Patriots have only, only re-signed Brian Hoyer. So is that supposed to be their starting quarterback going into next season?
I mean, who knows with Bill Belichick? I mean, they still have a draft coming up, right?
Well, you also have Jared Stidham, and he was on the team last year, and he played a few downs for them. He did okay.
Wait, who's their backup right now?
Jared Stidham? From Auburn. Yeah.
Okay, never heard of the dude. He ain't making it anywhere, okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're still going to make a move. I don't think Bill Belichick's going to roll into the season with either one of those dudes as their starter.
I hope he picks up Jameis Winston and wins the Jameis over Tom Brady. That would be hilarious.
Okay, let's do this. We'll pick the best case and worst case scenario for both the Patriots and for Tom Brady. So, Derek, I'll start with you. Best case scenario for the Pats and worst case. We'll start with the Pats first.
So, Pats in terms of, who they get, best case scenario?
No, just in terms of a season from now, the season ends, best case scenario for the Pats next season, storyline and all that.
I mean, it's got to be Belichick saying, I don't need Brady to win. I can flex on my own with whatever quarterback I find out there. And let's face it, he doesn't have that much pickings out there. I mean, you might think he may trade for Cam Newton, something to that nature. Jameis wins out the book. Maybe he might bring Andrew Luck out of retirement. Who knows?
Can you imagine Cam Newton in those silly hats in Boston, bro, as a black quarterback? Oh, my God.
I would love – I mean, granted, Boston with a black quarterback, that seems a little – I don't think they'd like it up there.
I don't think they'd like that.
The fans at least, yeah. But I think I would love to see Belichick with the Cam Newton style player to see what they're able to do with somebody who has actual speed and can actually, as opposed to Brady, who's like a sloth out there when he runs.
I want to see somebody with I want to see Belichick actually coach somebody, get somebody a Jameis Winston or a Cam Newton who's never really had that coaching. Jameis Winston, I mean, he threw 30 interceptions last year. As much as that's his fault, that's also the coordinator's fault, too. Hey, maybe we should stop freaking throwing the ball. He's got four picks today. Maybe we should stop slinging it around.
Yeah, but when you're down by three TDs and you have one of the best combination receivers in Mike Evans and Godwin, you got to keep throwing.
I mean, that's Arians' way, too. Arians is let's throw it down the field all the time. He's an exciting quarterback in that fashion. And I think he kind of gave Jameis Winston the green light. Go get it, gunslinger. Just throw it down the field and see what you get. And, I mean, despite the 30 interceptions, he had a pretty good season. He led the league in yards and touchdowns, I'm pretty sure. Did he not?
30 interceptions and probably double the attempts.
Exactly. And he had a lot of time to throw. So I kind of feel bad for Jameis in this situation because he probably had that green light out there from Bruce Arians. Go out there, sling the ball. Yeah. And next year he's sorry, dog, you got 30 interceptions. We're moving along. You're holding the throw, man. Now, granted, terrible judgment calls on some of them, but
I don't know. I want to see that. I want to see Belichick get somebody who's kind of wild and see if he can't settle them.
I mean, if he can do that and take that team to at least a legitimate playoff, take him to the playoffs. They don't have to win a Super Bowl.
We can't hear you again, Jordan.
Huh?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, we need you close.
What were you saying, Jordan?
Yeah,
I'm just saying 10, 11 wins. That'd be a great mark for the Patriots this year.
I mean, if they make it out of the first round of the playoffs, go to the divisional round. If they make an AFC Championship game, that's a complete win for them. And I really don't see Brady that's a tough division they're in, no doubt. I mean, the Saints are there, so they got to go into the wild card essentially. And you have to mention the Falcons reloaded in a certain way. Granted, Carolina, I don't know what we're doing, but that's still a tough division right now. So just the simple fact that he thinks that they can automatically walk in, I don't think it's been the case.
I think it's the most interesting division in football right now, especially with Atlanta reloading as well. I mean, I know Gurley has questions with the knee, the arthritis and everything like that. But I mean, they've reloaded on the defensive side and offensive side of the ball, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't even count out the Falcons either in that division.
Yeah, but I mean, you can never trust them.
I say, in terms of best division, you really can't count out that NFC West right now, especially with the fact that that stupid trade that Houston did, sending DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona for getting David Johnson. Are you kidding me?
That was crazy.
Houston, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I feel like Houston has a pretty deep receiver core, though. I mean, with Will Fuller, they have Jalen Strong. They have, quite a bit of guys that are young coming up. I think DeAndre Hopkins needs that focal point of an offense. And with Houston and the way that Deshaun Watson is, I think they need to have more focus on Deshaun and be able to spread the ball and not have, this kind of give me, so many touches a game type player.
Yeah.
But that's Hopkins, man. You want to have a guy like that. He's a top three receiver in the game. I would probably take him first over anybody else right now.
He could benefit from having like a player, because Deshaun Watson is nice. Deshaun Watson is an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
So if you give him four legit receivers and a tight end and a solid running back, which David Johnson has proven he is, maybe that may bode well for their offense or do more for their offense.
I just don't. I mean, there had to be more going on there to give him away for David Johnson. Like, no one's trading for running backs, especially running backs in their, 27, 26, David Johnson, something like that?
He's up there, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say he's a few years in right now.
Yeah, and he's not a cheap contract either. So, I mean, the entire league has trended away from paying running backs any money. And so to take on an expensive contract in David Johnson and give away what would be your best asset aside from your franchise quarterback, you just imagine there had to be more going on there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, do you think with the Colts signing Phillip Rivers, that the Colts now have a shot at that division over the Texans?
No,
not at all. Not even close.
No.
Rivers, I mean, they were so unapproved that he can.
You got to think, before Andrew Luck retired, they were one of the top three favorites to go to the Super Bowl that year.
I mean, they're one of the few teams that beat the Chiefs in the regular season with the healthy Patrick Mahomes. The Colts are legit, but it's Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, he has yet to prove to us that he can actually win a game, like not have to drive down the length of the field to win the game. He has yet to prove that to us. That's his entire career has been based on that.
LA.
And Phillip Rivers didn't have a great season last year. I don't know how much of an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett he really is. He's less mobile. Not that Jacoby Brissett is, crazy fast or anything, but he's younger. I don't know. I just don't know how much of an improvement you really made at that position for the Colts.
Especially $22 million for 1 year.
Yeah.
That's a lot. $22 million for 1 year? That was his contract?
He got a one-year deal for like $22
million. Hey, get paid, my man. That is nice. I don't know what you're paying about. Not worth it. But get your money, my Dan. That's good.
Yeah, good for him.
Have you guys seen the Rams' new logo?
No.
I missed it.
Los Angeles Rams? Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Let me see if I can find it right now.
It's terrible. It looks like a yellow and blue rainbow. That's it's so cartoony.
That one?
It's a Charger logo. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's not good.
It's actually not that. It's not that bad. I don't know.
Do you think it's that bad?
The LA with like the Ram on there, that's kind of cool.
I don't like the LA. The Ram's one thing, but the LA, it just looks corny, man.
This is it, right? Hold on.
It looks like the XFL.
Yeah.
That one, but then there's the LA.
I actually don't think it's that bad now that I'm really looking at it.
There's this one, too. You got this one as well.
Okay, that one sucks.
That's XFL.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
AAF right there.
That one's kind of dope. I'm not going to lie. I think this one's pretty good. They're
that
like,
one's not bad, but it's like LA party with the Ram.
Compared to their old one, though, I don't know.
That one's classic.
Yeah. I like the old one better.
I get it. They haven't changed anything since slavery, so. I mean, Rad's pretty stuck in his ways. putting them on, man. All right. You're carrying the burden for all the white men right now, Don.
Roasted. I don't like that. I like how I used to like it.
Get out my lawn.
Sorry. Get out my lawn.
Anyone jump back on video games in this off time?
I don't have any
consoles.
So
I don't have a console up down here, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't bring my console with me. We're all growing up, you guys.
Dude.
Hey, way to adult, everybody. Way to adult.
No, this is bad.
Yeah, this is horrible.
I wish I did. I'm not going to lie. I'm contemplating, like, I kind of want to get a PS4 right now.
I would love to play.
Derek, you've been saying that for 3 years.
You really have been.
That's the truth.
Might as well wait for the PS5 to come out.
I don't want to spend that type of money on a game console. That's gonna be like $1,000 game console. I might as well just go for the PS4. I'd probably get it for like $250.
Well,
bucks
it
right
might
now.
Be a nice investment because we might not ever leave our house.
It might be the only way we can all hang out is playing FIFA against each other.
Ooh, speaking of FIFA against each other, how was the last few times?
Okay, dude.
It was a bad day.
I'm back, you guys. I'm back.
I forced you to overtime the first time I picked up the sticks after you had a warm-up match.
Hey, you had a better game against them than I did, and I played three of them.
But wait, what was the result of that?
Anyway, moving on. hold on, I'm trying to look at the rundown. There's a lot of moving parts to this thing right now. Oh.
Hey, we're doing great, boy.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Considering... You know, this is a bit of a challenging show right now, but it's good to see all your faces from hundreds of miles away. Except you, Brad, you're like 3 miles away from me right now. Let's see here. Oh, did Bree sign a deal after saying he wasn't coming back to anyone but the Saints? A 2-year deal, which obviously led to... Or did Teddy Bridgewater already walk, didn't he?
Bridgewater already walked at that point.
So Bridgewater becomes a starter for the Rams. Drew Brees, the Panthers. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm still
Teddy
thinking
Bridge
of that.
The pants, baby, yeah.
I'm still thinking of that Rams logo. I'm
thinking that as a fan.
I mean, I would like it if we were actually like in a place to win. I just feel like we're not quite there yet. There's still we have a nice offense, but like our defense needs a lot of attention, especially with the loss of Luke Kuechly. Our secondary has been kind of been very susceptible.
Eric Reed was also released by you guys.
He was, yeah. And our offensive line, the way we moved our offensive line, we made this, got rid of Trey Turner. Don't get why we got rid of him. He was a young stud on the line. And we got Michael Okung, just a veteran, that a move I wasn't particularly fond of. So there's a lot of questions as to what they're trying to do. I think they're trying. It feels like Teddy Bridge is a win now type of guy. I feel like we're not in a win now type of situation though.
Who's the new coach for the Panthers right now?
That guy from Baylor.
Oh, that's right.
I can't remember his name.
Oh, Dan, help me out here.
Give me a sec.
All right.
Just because we're not all together doesn't mean you still can't look this up.
Matt Rhule.
There we go.
There it is.
That was quick. Good job, Brad.
Hey, give me a second. I got it.
Yeah, I'm sure he says that.
Hey, did anyone else discover that you'd basically be an alcoholic if it weren't for having to go to work every day?
Oh, my God.
I've been good on it, man. I haven't been going that crazy.
Cause you're drinking freaking brandy. You're the only person drinking hard liquor. Everybody else is drinking seltzer water.
Hey, drink to that, baby. Yeah.
No seltzer water for me.
Seltzer and cervezas, all I'm rocking with.
Yeah.
I will say I'm very tired of it grinds my gears type of moment right now. Seeing all the home workout videos.
Everyone's
working out. Like, I get it. You're doing home workouts. Good for you. Keep doing them. I don't need to see them.
I'm with you.
Push-up tags and the shot tags.
Yeah, it's getting too much right now, okay?
I'm just saying, Derek, you still owe me 30.
100% more than before. Stop sending me shot ads.
It ain't happening.
You're trying to ruin my life.
Jordan still has a job to do, actually. So, you know, shouts to him.
Yeah, 2/5 of us are still employed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That ain't too bad.
Gotta love the fame, but
I don't get it. How can liquor stores be open? Bars gotta close. Makes no sense.
Yeah, that really makes sense to me.
I want to be able to send drinks to go as well. Like, you just feel, you gotta get X-rayed that law and just say, all right, liquor to go. Wherever you go, open alcohol is everywhere.
We can do it right now, can't we?
You gotta sell food with it, though. And it's gotta be, like, you know, stored properly. I'm just saying, I think we should have Las Vegas rules right now, you know?
That'd be hard.
We could just walk around in the streets with an open container right now.
Go to the
I mean, I'm not.
For the next person, yeah, you're good to go.
We're not allowed to do that regularly.
Do what regularly?
Walk around with an open container outside.
Did you not know that?
No, John.
Wow.
Brown paper bag law, dude.
Okay, yeah. You do that brown paper bag and get the looks you're going to get, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're going to be the sober Sally in the corner, all right?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I thought it was pretty eye-opening the other day when I made breakfast, and then I drank a White Claw with my breakfast. That's when I kind of discovered that, indeed, I would be a crazy alcoholic if I didn't have stuff to do every day. I may have taken a shot that morning, too. I won't lie. I may have gone through 3 bottles of Tito's in this 7-day quarantine. Whatever. I mean, I'm a Tito's man now.
That's kind of hard. I can't believe you're drinking vodka like that. That's a little odd. But I will say it's kind of hard not to think of this as like some type of like vacation in some way. Like, I'm not working. You know,
yes.
There's only times I'm not working.
Let's talk about this. All right, let's, you know, everyone's going through it right now. We know that quarantine sucks, and we know that the whole world is just kind of a mess right now. What's the best part or most underrated part of this quarantine?
I'm catching up on my Spanish, I will say. It's been nice. I'm trying to get bilingual during this time.
Yeah, we're getting to that in a second here.
Yeah, and, you know, trying to get ready to learn my native language.
I think sleeping in and not having like a worry of like, oh, I got to get up at this certain time for either work or school, or just kind of like on my own time, you know? So I'm waking up at noon on a regular basis.
Jordan?
Yeah, girls are still down to get freaky. Like, I know you guys see all the people out there on spring break in Cabo, Mexico. People are traveling. You know what I mean?
They're really, the problem.
Like, really turning it up, living their best life. So, you know what? No matter what, guys, the world could be ending in days, months, years, or whatever, but just know that there will still be women out there that still are willing to get down. Shouts to them.
Hey, Jordan coming with the truth right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wise words.
What about you, Dro? What's your most underrated?
Well, my house has never been cleaner. You know, like, it's not like I have to rush through doing dishes. I'm just going to do my dishes and get them done with, because why not? I have nowhere to really be. You know, I have now drained my pond, cleaned out my entire pond. I planted plants. Things are getting weird over here.
Regular Martha Stewart, huh?
That's a Dr. Green Thumb over there.
But y'all know how big my house is, so I'm basically out of projects now. You know what I mean?
I mean, let's say, what did you do with the rest of the 3 days?
I literally found myself, Derek, this is real. I found myself having to space out projects because I was like, if I get this done, if I clean up my whole backyard, what am I going to do tomorrow? So I'm just going to do the walkway today.
Hey, we're pretty much on island time right now for everybody, you know?
Oh, God, I know.
I will say, too, it is nice being back down in L.A. I'm closer to my nephews right now, so I've actually been able to play with them all the time. So I'm trying to, like, on a daily basis, go out to the park, get a little baseball, get a little physical activity. So,
hey, man, I like, you know, 6 feet away, though.
6 feet away.
Playing baseball. There's plenty of feet from that distance, you know? At least 90 feet.
Kids are just walking cesspools, dude.
They're staying at their mom's house the rest of the time right now. They only come out when they come with me.
That's fair. Yeah, a lot of people are out, man. I've noticed just taking the dog that I'm dog sitting out. A lot of people are out just walking, just need to be out of the house. That's been interesting.
You force them in, they want to go back out, man. You can't force us in, you know? We got to want to go in.
Yeah, like the other day I went to Upper Park to walk the dog. I've never seen it so busy. And I was just like, oh, I get it. Everyone wants to get out now, but like, that's kind of funny, you know?
Well, the problem was they gave us one thing we could do. You can go outside and hike. Yeah, okay, so the one thing we can do, we're all going
to
do that.
Yeah, know? I did my best. I went to South Rim and did my best to avoid people.
What I like is up here in Reading, we still have a few golf courses that are still opened up. So
I miss golf. I want to golf so bad right now.
I want to golf too.
I hate it. I love it.
I've been wanting to play too.
Yeah, it's kind of pouring down rain right now. We were supposed to go today. Brad and I were supposed to go earlier this morning, but the weather's kind of crappy, so we're going to try to plan for later in the week if you guys are down.
I'm down. I mean, that's going to be difficult for him.
Yeah. Derek, hop on a flight real quick and just cruise on up.
Yeah, I heard their flights are readily available, bro.
I'm pretty sure a flight to Reading is like $2.75 right now.
$2.75, right?
$2.75.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, $2.75, man, that's an expensive flight, man. I'm paying $1.50.
Yeah, that was a horrible number you went with, honestly. Yeah. You really...
Sorry, I forgot the decimal. You know me and math on air.
Hey, now I got to edit this. Damn it. I hate you, John. I really, really hate you.
Once, dude.
Damn it. Mark the time. Note the time.
Hey, I will tell you, I did see, I think I'm going to start setting up like my own little, I keep seeing the ad on Instagram for a putting green, like a little putting thing that like you put it up, it brings it back down to you. I'm about to buy that right now.
I'm
about to get one of them.
I need, you know what I really want is the putter beer pong.
That too. That's expensive. That's like $250.
It's not. It's like $1.30.
No, right now is the time we should be buying things that we don't need, you know?
Oh, no. It's 100% the time I'm buying things I don't need.
I'm trying to make sure we get down. I'm trying to mark them down a little bit, you know? I'm trying to get it for as least as possible.
And that's fair. Derek, you mentioned you're learning Spanish.
What do you guys think about the timeline for this whole... for us to be back to normal? What do you guys think about, like, you know, like, every, like, when will you think everything will be, like, back to normal if you had the guests or...
Dude, if we have a summer, I'd be happy if we had a summer.
Yeah.
Some semblance of a summer.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Yeah, mid-July would be awesome, but...
I mean, realistically, we can't do this for, like, another month. Can we?
You stay there. I was just saying, hey.
I mean, we're going to have to. I don't know how... It's unavoidable.
Scary times, man. Scary times.
Yeah, it's unavoidable. It's unavoidable.
I'm not trying to get into it all, but it seems like we're on the cusp of it all. Like, we're just starting. Like, this thing is just getting ramped up, you know?
Let me get to some Darwinism and, you know, survival.
Only problem is some of the most good people are some of the dumbest people out there. So we need some of those people who, you know, are still smart to stay around.
Yeah. I'm surprised that this hasn't, the shelter in place laws haven't taken effect nationwide yet. I know there's states that, say they haven't had a confirmed case yet, but I don't know, man. This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Well, my question is, what the heck is the safety in place? Is everyone's still out and about? It hasn't really changed much when I'm walking around.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, I think.
Yes, that's exactly the problem.
I mean, it's not a mandated thing, though, right? It's just a suggestion to stay in place.
Yeah, last time I checked, it's America, road. Land of the home and the free. That came out wrong.
That's not
the free,
right?
Home of the brave, land of the free. There we go. That's what I'm
talking about. There you go.
Isn't it land of the free, home of the brave? That's what it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, that's either way. The free people. You can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to stay too much on this topic because it's depressing and scary. But if you look at what's happening in Italy, not good signs for what's to come for us.
I just saw a video of Italian mayor responding to people who weren't taking it seriously, and it was one of the funniest things ever.
Is that real, or is this an internet thing?
I don't know. I mean, I could easily get duped. I'm not the smartest person.
No, I'm talking about the... have you seen where they released 500 lions in Russia? Is that real?
I think that's fake news.
That's got to be fake.
Yeah, so there's an article that says that Russia released 500 lions into the local streets to keep people inside during pandemic.
I think I've seen that from...
So
I think you posted
it. I just looked it up. It is false.
It is false. Okay.
Yeah. It did not. It happened.
That's funny though.
I mean, that's one way to do it. You know,
you get ate up by a lion. I mean, that means what? What does that mean? I mean, you weren't in the house when you were supposed to.
But everyone knows.
And the lion didn't come in nobody's house.
You don't mess with the lion.
Nah.
Derek, do you want to do news?
I honestly, man, I can't do news. There's like nothing out there that I want to really talk about. That's not
perfect. All right, I'm good with that. Yeah. I'm good with that.
I thought I did, man. I thought I did, but these are all stories. They don't work at it.
Yeah. It's just all coronavirus and depressing.
Yeah. I don't want to do that to the show right now.
Yeah, no.
I know I'll find something. The news is not over with. I thought I had more, but I really didn't.
No, you're fine. Yeah. Brad, do you want to do a North State update that everything's canceled?
Yeah, if we want to start the music, we can start.
Give me a second.
Man, it is dumping outside.
Is it? It's not raining in Chico yet. All right, here we go.
Yeah, it's hailing out here.
Oh, wait. Here we go.
And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, y'all. So Chico State sports, canceled for the spring, canceled for the winter. Everything is canceled. PV and Chico High sports, canceled. Forget about it. But the one cool thing about it is D2 has already announced that the seniors for the spring, so baseball and softball, will be getting their eligibility back.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
ooh, nice.
If they're going to come back for a fifth year or a sixth year, depending on the redshirt, they will get it back for D2. I've not heard anything about D1, but for Chico State, those seniors for baseball and softball, we'll be getting their eligibility back, and that is my North State update.
There you go.
All right.
God, killing it, dude.
I'll see you guys after quarantine.
And that pretty much wraps up that segment for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, actually, I think we should do that each week. I think we should do North State update every week, where you're just like, everything's canceled.
I can give you a North State update.
Okay, it's raining. Back to you.
It's sunny outside. Back to you.
Oh man. All right, fair enough. What else do we have? NBA. That's right. There's some stuff to talk about.
Is there?
So, Drew, before we start, your ID for the league pass is already happening right now. You're able to watch all the games that are on league pass.
Oh, are really? Anyone right can?
Now, yeah, if you go into like my what?
Are you dipping right now?
Are you chewing tobacco, no. Brad?
No, I'm not. I haven't chewed in a long time, like years.
Okay. It seems like there's something in your bottom of your mouth right now.
It is like you have to talk it for a second, Brad.
Hey, but to be fair, if you are going to start chewing, now's probably the time.
No, you're not wrong. Next week, we'll see if I start chewing. Stay tuned.
No, but League Pass is now available to everyone, Brad.
Well, I know NBA has released that you can watch it online or even sign up for it for free.
Oh, cool.
And with NFL as well.
Yeah, and MLB.
Oh, really? So you could go? Oh, I didn't know that.
So you can watch all the old games.
Do, but you can get it.
I found myself
being bored myself today.
What's that?
Well, I mean, there's nothing really going on, but you can get ESPN strictly for NBA, and that's about it.
Yeah, I found myself watching some old Lakers games. I watched a couple Zion games just to hear crowd noise again.
Man.
Jeez.
It's rough out here, man. It's just like, I mean, we all do a sports show. One vein or another, sports and radio kind of is a connecting factor between all of our friendships outside of the show. And we all spend a good amount of time on our own or when we're being social watching sports together. So it's just, I mean, everything's weird, but not having sports as a distraction right now is pretty, I mean, granted, grand scheme of things, not the biggest of deals, and I totally get it, but, like, also kind of sucks.
I mean, can we talk about a big deal? You know, your boy can't gamble right now.
Yeah, I did want to ask you how you're handling that.
You know what? It's getting rough. My boys played a game of 2K the other day, and I bet on that. So I'm just trying to get some action where I can. I'm thinking about just setting up a bookie site myself and just doing 2K simulations and just see how that one runs out. You know what I mean?
You sure you have the facilities for that, big man?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, let me know. I got to go. I know a couple people.
Yeah. I mean, there is North Korean tennis still going on. So.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
I'm going to try to get
North Korean baseball.
Yeah.
Are they broadcasting that? Where are you getting that action at?
I just get the, you know, it's like old school, man. I'm just looking at the newspaper, getting the scores.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
ESPN really needs to get on that because I'd be watching that every day.
Would you guys consider watching esports, or John, would you consider gambling on esports?
I don't feel like I know enough about it. That's like my one rule of gambling. I am a degenerate, but I don't know enough about that. I don't know enough about League of Legends or those games that they play.
It's like no other.
Have you?
I bet you have, Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you playing Twitch right now? You look like you're playing Twitch.
My keyboard might say otherwise, but I'm not.
Wait, what?
It's a gaming keyboard. It's a gaming keyboard.
Okay, oh, my God.
How do you still do it, Brad? How? How do you still?
I'm just that talented.
I know the listeners can't see right now, but can we all comment on Derek looking like he's calling me from a county jail? Like he's looking like he's wearing an orange jumpsuit. He hasn't shaved in I don't know how long. And I feel like his time's almost up, you know?
I got 40 to life on my face right now, okay?
Need to come back home, dog.
Hey. For my man Butter locked in the box. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Man. Well, hey, orange is my color, baby. Looks good on me.
I do. I mean, this show... Yellow. The show is obviously way more difficult to do like this, but I do like the fact that we can all drink while doing the show now. We can all truly be our best degenerate selves and, you know, tie one on.
I was on some Boston Red Sox stuff when we were in the studio before. I was getting faded before a game. I got to tell y'all, I was going hard.
I feel it.
Oh, all right, so you're playing enhanced. Okay, an enhanced game right now. Okay, so we're doing some PEDs over here. Okay, I got it. All right. I got to come in correct next time.
Yes, you do. That'd be helpful.
I mean, I've actually been doing okay so far. So, you know, salute.
Yeah, cheers, boys.
Cheers, fellas. So I heard today, I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast, and he said that he has good information that the NBA has decided that the season cannot go past Labor Day weekend. If they have to get pushed past beyond that, they're just going to have to cancel the season. So given whatever information you've heard, whatever information you actually believe about this quarantine and everything like that, do you think we're going to have an NBA season this year?
No.
No, it's done.
No.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, I mean, I was really interested to see this first kind of playoff series with all these new teams. I don't see it happening, man. Especially with so many people that are in the industry, that are in the NBA, even I mean NFL, MLB, all the different people that are testing positive for Corona. I don't think they're going to put that industry at risk.
Yeah,
I mean, baseball is going to be at risk too right now. Like, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if the entire season gets suspended. The only thing we might have is football next, you know, after summertime.
I pray we get said,
right. I hope so too.
Pray we get football.
They said by July 15th, if they don't play baseball, it'll be the first time in MLB since the 1800s that they've been under 100 games. So if they start before or after July 15th, it'll be under 100 games since the 1800s.
That might be actually something because they might get to realize, hey, let's shorten the baseball season. It makes it more entertaining if we have shortened
it. Yeah, blessing in disguise.
Yeah, you know, and yeah. I think the positive thing for the NBA, too, is what they may end up doing, because they're going to have to push their whole schedule back if they were to come back this season, right? If they were to able to figure out a quick training camp, a couple games, and then playoffs, I think the interesting thing for them would be they could start a new schedule where they basically start the season on Christmas Day, and they could have a big opening day. Then you're basically forfeiting October, November to football, because football's king anyway, and then you're only going up against football for a month, and then you have pretty much the rest of the time to yourself. The only other thing that's going on is NHL. And then by the time your playoffs are rolling around midsummer, the only other thing you're competing against is baseball, which is largely a regional sport now. So I do think that that could be interesting. It could be interesting for baseball to cut their season. But, I mean, just to see any sports right now, I'd be so happy. Have you guys heard about Ice Cube trying to get this big three off the ground, where they do a reality series where they're all quarantined, dude, and they play against each other?
I saw that, dude. Ice Cube's my man. You guys know how much I love my Cube, and this is why I love Cube, because he's always thinking. He knows us up, baby. That would be such an amazing show. I'd be on top of that.
Yeah, I'm in, bro. Any sports right now?
So we're talking like the Ultimate Fighter show, but basketball.
Yes,
with old school legends, man, all living together. That'd be awesome.
Oh.
Quarantine. Yeah, dude.
I'm here for that.
I think Steven Jackson makes it maybe 10 days before he beats someone up.
Actually, he's not participating this year.
He isn't?
Mm-mm, he dropped out. I mean, yeah, I don't know if he's going to do it.
I can imagine with this type of setup, you might not get the biggest old school stars you possibly could have. It was just the original big three. Some of them are going to be a little hesitant to go down that road. But still, at the same time, you know, I get it. You got to adapt. You got to evolve. You got to try to make this something. He's harping on that entertainment factor, which I like, because that's what sports is. It's entertainment. And he hasn't lost sight of that. So he's trying to make this as more entertaining as possible.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. I got the card stirring.
Man, no Clipper NBA championship.
You guys weren't going to win it anyways.
Come on, bro. Knock it off.
This is their best chance, man. This is the best chance because they've ever had to win a championship, and they got
action.
Yeah.
So we have about 10 minutes left. Do we want to talk about how Dayton got kind of screwed on this NCAA tournament not happening?
No March Madness.
Yeah, I know. That was the biggest loss for March, is March Madness is over right now.
Well, I would say the biggest loss for March was all the people who died. But, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay, wow.
Sports world.
I'm just joking. I'm sorry. I always have to give you a hard time when I can.
So what's this Dayton story? I haven't heard anything about Dayton. Did they actually have a chance to win it all?
Well, yeah, they were going to be a number one seed. They are a huge basketball town. I mean, they've never been a number one powerhouse.
Were they really that good this year?
They were great this year.
Yeah, they were killing it this year.
They were on a roll. And honestly, other than Gonzaga, I thought Dayton was the number one seed in the whole entire nation.
I mean, wasn't Dayton on a 12 game win streak right before this happened? Yeah. I mean, they have a couple kids that are lottery picks. I mean, they were prized to go deep into this tournament.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would have been able to knock them out would have been Gonzaga, but even then, I don't think Gonzaga had the pieces to do so.
Yeah, Gonzaga are like the Atlanta Falcons, man. You can never trust them in that tournament.
That's fair.
At least Gonzaga actually won one.
I'm not going to lie. I'm like, for the first time looking at the top 25 standings for the college basketball, and like the first time in a very long time, and I'm very surprised by it right now.
Yeah, San Diego State.
I mean, honestly, that's the funnest part of March Madness, is that you like look at these teams and you're like,
there would have been so much parity in this tournament. I feel so it would have been a really good tournament.
Yeah, this was literally a bettor's paradise tournament right here. Yeah. There were so many evenly matched teams, even though there was 11 seeds against 7 seeds. Those teams were so evenly matched that you're going to be getting odds. And I mean,
not only that, but like during the regular season, you had more number one teams being upset by unranked teams than ever before. This has never happened.
I have the perfect solution. Guys, I have the perfect solution for us to bring sports back this year. Everything's tourney style. We do a 3-week, 4-week training camp, maybe a warm-up game, and then boom, one game sample size, all for the NBA, for hockey, for everything. Let's do this. I would be so down.
I am
the way to do it,
dude. You know,
that would be awesome.
Come in.
The top seeds in every sport and put them in the playoffs. If you're not outside of the top 6 in basketball, you're not getting in.
I know. I say you take the whole 16 and you break it up bracket style, and you just So you get you get rid of conferences. You just do top 16 bracket style, one game sample size, winner takes all. That would be awesome.
You get it done in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, dude. I think that's a brilliant idea right there.
Wouldn't that be great?
$1 million idea. They all need to be listening to the show right now because that is brilliant.
Derek, hit up Ice Cube. Let's get this thing going, dude.
I gotcha, okay? Me and him, we're like this, okay?
With the bench players, with the coaches. Yes, sir, with everybody.
Yeah, I'm so in.
Y'all practice plays. Y'all gonna be here for 2 weeks. We'll see y'all in 2.
Y'all practice plays. Hey, Derek. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what Spanish sentence you're going to give us today?
For those of you, if you're listening earlier in the show, you said, I'm trying to learn my Spanish right now. My mother, born and raised in Mexico, that's her native tongue. Most of my family in my life, they speak Spanish. I, however, do not. I can understand it for the most part, but I sound like a complete gringo when I try to talk, and it's very embarrassing. So,
gringo.
Exactly. I told my parents, hey, for this year, I want to learn Spanish right now. So I'm beginning on my Rosetta Stone on a daily basis right now, and I've got some Spanish for you.
So every week, you're going to give us a quarantine sentence.
I mean, it's going to be a sentence I'm learning that week. It's not based around the quarantine. You can't think that. I'm on the Rosetta Stone schedule, not quarantine schedule. Okay?
I want you to learn how to say, hey, baby, take off that hazmat suit and give me that. Learn that.
Okay. I'm going to work on that one. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to search for it. Okay. I don't think hazmat suit's something I'm going to come across that readily in Rosetta Stone. I don't think they have that usually in the first few months of learning the language. But at the same time, I do think, you're doing well. Okay, so my sentence for the day. Here we go. Los mujeres bebe al agua. And that translates to the women are drinking water.
There we go.
They're always thirsty.
Proud of you, dude.
Even in a quarantine, even with the world ending.
Even the Rosetta Stone world, they're still thirsty.
Oh, I love it. I'm glad we're making this a thing.
I'll have one every week for you. Every week for you guys. Every day if you want to do it every day, I got one.
We should do it every day. I mean, we got the time right now.
And this has been the best hour of my quarantine in quite some time. So
same.
It's made me feel like I've had a purpose.
Oh, God, that's deep. I get it, though. Have you showered today?
No.
No, he's in commissary, dude. His wing doesn't shower for another couple hours, dude.
He's shower, man.
Hey, man, I don't like going to the showers anyway, okay?
Don't drop the soap.
Not my place.
Oh, man. Do you want to do some grinds my gears before we get out of here? We're at 56 minutes. Yeah.
five more minutes. I can do it, maybe. I got it.
You don't have to even drag it out because I still got to leave a little room for me to do the ads.
Yeah, no, I got it. Right. I always got plenty.
Let me find them because everything's changed now. All right. Here we go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that don't throw away their food at a fast food restaurant when they're done. If you're at a table and you're sitting at a fast food restaurant and you just leave your done tray there, you're a lazy POS. Why? Your job is not to serve you. You went to a fast food restaurant to get cheap food, so you take care of your trash yourself, you lazy person. Just put it in the trash. I expect them to do it for you.